Thank you for listening to the Resources for Integrated Care podcast series, addressing menopause and health across the life course for dually eligible women with disability. This podcast is excerpted from a webinar presented live on October 16th, 2023. In this podcast, Claire Abanante, Director of the Primary Care and Women's Health Access Program at Independence Care System, shares on enhancing disability competent care for dually eligible women with disabilities across the continuum of care.
My name is Claire Abanante, and I'm the Director of Women's Health and Primary Care at Independence Care System. A little background, ICS, Independence Care System, was created to fill the gap in managed long-term care for people with physical disabilities, particularly those with mobility impairments. ICS consistently lived its mission to support the health, mobility, and independence of adults living with physical disabilities so they can live full productive lives in their community. Common conditions among our ICS members include stroke, muscular dystrophy, cerebral palsy, spina bifida, rheumatoid arthritis, Parkinson's disease, spinal cord injury, multiple sclerosis, and amputation extremities. The ICS demographic, we have a health home with a total of 1,805 members. 39% of those members are dually eligible. 61% are women. 25% of our members are dually eligible women. 39% of our women are women of color. And ICS serves all five boroughs of New York City. ICS became a health home for people with physical disabilities in 2019. A health home is a Medicaid-funded program consisting of a group of healthcare professionals who ensure members get the care and services they need to stay healthy in the community. The focus on serving vulnerable population, including individuals with chronic health conditions, mental illness, substance abuse disorder, and HIV/AIDS. ICS is the first health home for people with physical disability. As I mentioned, we're the first and only health home in New York State, specializing in working with adults with physical disabilities. In addition to general health home services, the ICS Health Home Program provides disability competent care management, which includes access to specialized programs such as care transitions for people who have been hospitalized, wheelchair services, repairs, and seating evaluations, wound care and prevention, primary care for and women's health, independent living, durable medical place equipment and supply support, benefit resources for social determinants of health, for example, assisting people with their SNAP benefits or housing application, especially for people who need accessible housing. We have member programming and a strong advocacy. The World Health Organization estimates that 60% of people living with disability are women. Women with disabilities are more likely to have unmet healthcare needs than women without a disability, such as a lower prevalence of up-to-date breast cancer and cervical cancer screening. Women living with a disability that affects their mobility are at an increased risk of developing conditions such as heart disease and osteoporosis, both of which are associated with menopause. Some barriers that women with disabilities face receiving care, I thank you to both Dr. Marks and Dr. Harris who have gone over this, but women with physical disabilities face a myriad of barriers to receiving quality care, including physical barriers, attitudinal barriers, lack of disability competent care, lack of oversight or enforcement of the ADA or state and local disability laws. The physical barriers, I know everybody has touched on it before, but the lack of automatic entry doors or narrow doorways, lack of or flimsy wheelchair ramps, inaccessible bathrooms, narrow dressing rooms, small examination table with no turn radius for a wheelchair, and lack of accessible medical equipment, including a height adjustable exam table, wheelchair scale, and transfer lift. You'd be surprised to know how many women with disability don't know their exact weight because they have not had the ability to be weighed at their doctor's appointment. In addition to the physical barriers, there are a lot of attitudinal barriers. Holding a deficit-based view of individuals can impact physicians' understanding of or approach to providing appropriate care for women with disabilities. Providers and plans may benefit from seeking resources to help them better understand and address the human potential for bias and systematic factors that can include implicit stereotyping or stigma in care delivery. I have a quote from the founder of the ICS Women's Health Program, Marilyn Saviola. it is presumed that women with disabilities don't need gynecological care, and that there is an assumption that they are not sexually active. The lack of ADA enforcement in healthcare facilities is also a large challenge. There are several structural factors that can lead to inadequate enforcement of the ADA. Professional accrediting bodies do not provide oversight or incentives to maintain ADA compliance. For example, the Joint Commission accreditation does not include ADA compliance in their accreditation standards. The onus is on the individual to report violations. New York State and New York City Human Rights Commissions enforces human rights laws. However, it's the responsibility of the individual to file a complaint. Lack of disability competent care. Dr. Marks mentioned Dr. Lisa Iazzoni's survey, 714 U.S. physicians and their perception of people with disabilities and healthcare, and only 40% were confident about their ability to provide quality care to patients with disabilities. And this is related to medical and nursing student education is often inadequate and does not mirror real-world conditions for treating people with a disability. Most medical and nursing students learn about disabling conditions in their respective schools. However, many medical students reported no simulation training with a person with a disability and reported not learning how to make accommodations to complete a physical exam. The lived experience with barriers in an accessible exam space can lead to women with disability delay or forego necessary gynecological care. Women with disabilities are often need frequent gynecological care to address incontinence issues, skin breakdowns, and rash. Another quote from the founder of our program, there are very few places for women who are wheelchair users to get comprehensive gynecology services. The Women's Health Program at ICS started in 2008. The ICS Women's Health Program has provided women with physical disability appropriate preventative and gender-specific services. Primary care services, including preventative health screenings and gynecological exams, were added to services and offered in 2012 for women's health and then 2020 for primary care. Funding from the Greater New York City affiliate of Susan G. Komen Foundation, as well as public funds received in partnership with New York City Health and Hospitals, has helped ICS partner with New York City Health and Hospitals to support women with physical disabilities in accessing care. Some of the support that we've received was installing adjustable height exam tables, providing lift for more easily transfers for women with disabilities from their wheelchairs to the exam table, and renovating a mammography suite to increase space and improve wheelchair maneuverability and accessibility. Moving to some clinical considerations for women with gynecological exams. Some actionable recommendations are to request a private interview without aides or family members to identify any potential signs of abuse. Signs of abuse can be a little tricky. It could be dehydration or lack of adequate nutrition. Check skin integrity to make sure that a woman with a disability is not able to position herself is being turned and positioned appropriately. Defer to the individual about transferring and positioning. Consider using knee crutch stirrup and a safety belt. If unavailable, involve extra staff to help hold the individual's legs. Ask individuals with a neurogenic bladder to void prior to their appointment and have some straight catheters on hand if needed. Consider that individuals with a spinal cord injury, T6 or higher, at most at risk for developing autonomic dysreflexia, the sudden exaggerated reflex, which can increase the blood pressure and cause a patient's heart rate to drop. Usually a pounding headache comes on with it as well, and this would be in response to bladder or bowel distension. Ask individuals who experience muscle spasms to pre-medicate prior to their appointment. This picture is of Marilyn Saviola, who is the founder of the ICS Women's Health Program. The impetus for the program, Marilyn Saviola, it was ICS's senior vice president for advocacy in women's health, and she lost a dear friend to breast cancer. It was then that she learned the staggering statistic that women with disabilities didn't have a higher incidence of breast cancer, but a higher mortality rate due to late diagnosis and less aggressive treatment. The death of her friend was the impetus to start the Women's Health Program. In her meetings and trying to find a bot that we could partner with, a hospital mammography supervisor told her, "People like you can't come here." And when she asked, "Where should I go?" they responded, "Where people like you go." ICS's approach to addressing some of these barriers are developing relationships with healthcare facilities that serve dually eligible individuals. Increased leadership buy-in and provider willingness and engagement are foundational to the success of the partnership. ICS conducted environmental assessments of physical sites and made recommendations and common sense solutions to increase accessibility, including moving furniture, removing clutter in exam room to allow for a wheelchair to easily maneuver, purchasing a barrier-free equipment, including height-adjustable exam tables, wheelchair scales, transfer lifts, sliding boards, and knee crutch stirrup. As Dr. Marks mentioned earlier in her presentation, the barrier-free height exam table will not only help people with mobility disabilities, but the elderly, pregnant women, anybody. It's a universal exam table, will really help more people in addition to people with physical disabilities. The other ways that ICS has approached women with disabilities is we provided disability sensitivity and awareness and clinical competency trainings to ICS partners and clinicians and health centers within New York City Health and Hospitals. We provided disability-relevant health navigation and coordination to dual eligible members, completing functional assessments sent over in advance so the facilities could know if a member needed help transferring or a wheelchair scale or a transfer lift, and offered an ICS nurse educator to accompany women to their exams, providing support and recording information on barriers and solutions.
Thank you for listening. This podcast is presented by the Lewin Group and is supported through the Medicare-Medicaid Coordination Office at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. MMCO is dedicated to helping beneficiaries enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid have access to seamless, high-quality healthcare that includes the full range of covered services in both programs. To support providers in their efforts to deliver more integrated, coordinated care, MMCO is developing technical assistance and actionable tools based on successful innovations and care models. To learn more about current efforts and resources, please visit our website, www.resourcesforintegratedcare.com. You can also find us on Twitter. Our handle is @integrate_care, or follow Resources for Integrated Care on LinkedIn to stay up to date with our recent products and technical assistance.